For this feast of the Immaculate Conception, the epistle is taken from Proverbs chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Neither had the fountains of water as yet sprung out. The mountains were, with their huge bulk, had not yet been established. Before the hills I was brought forth. He had not yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was present. When with a certain law and compass he enclosed the depths, when he established the sky above and poised the fountains of water, when he compassed the sea with its bounds and set a law to the waters that they should not pass their limits, when he balanced the foundations of the earth. I was with him forming all things and was delighted every day, playing before him at all times, playing in the world. And my delights were to be with the children of men. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me and that watcheth daily at my gates and waiteth at the posts of my door. He that shall find me shall find life and shall have salvation from the Lord. The gospel is taken from Luke chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Galilee, called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in unto her said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou amongst women. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This morning we are presented with a principle upon which we must reflect, must contemplate, to see its importance for our lives. This principle is that nature abhors a void. It is natural that once you take something away and create a void, something has to go in that place. It is natural. It is said in this principle that nature does not like that void. So we can see it is a natural consequence now that man contracts original sin in birth. Because of the sin of our first parents, man now is conceived in original sin. Nothing we can do. We do not take part in Adam's sin in so much as we commit the sin, but in so much as we participate in his human nature, do we contract that sin. But do we spend our lives trying to eradicate that sin from our soul? Trying to fight temptation. That is what life is spent doing. Now this is where we have the principle. You take away sin and you have a void. So unless we positively put something in that place, in the place of what sin used to be, consequently, it will be filled normally with something we distaste, something we do not desire, usually sin. Therefore, we must take the opportunity to not only take away sin from our soul, but to fill that place with something good. As we know by the gospel, it says that the devil was driven out of the soul. The soul was clean, swept, beautifully prepared. But after that, seven more devils greater than the first came to dwell in that house. It is because there was nothing put in the place of that devil in the positive aspect. So with our souls, that is what we must envision. We must realize that principle of nature, that unless we put something there, in that place which sin takes when we are born, we will never, never make way in the spiritual life. So thus, we must make the effort to cleanse our soul, yes. But on top of that, we must place Our Lady in that void which we have created. Because Our Lady is full of grace, the Immaculate Conception, that which was conceived without original sin, she is that one fit to be put in that place, that vacuum. We can see by example, you have a destroyed roof. Yes, it shelters the home. However, water leaks in constantly. It forms mold on the top of the roof, in the house, creates disease. What must you do? You must take off that roof. You must cleanse the house, air out the house, fix what must be fixed. But that is not all. Once you've cleansed the house from the destroying aspect, after you've taken off that roof, you must put a roof on. Otherwise, the rain will come, mold will grow, and things will be again destroyed, although you've taken away that bad roof. Thus in the soul, we by baptism has taken away that original sin, put off the old man. But do we put anything in the place of that? Our nature is weak. The roof is weak if we do not constantly repair and keep it in good condition. So we must follow these steps and the example to remove the roof, to cleanse the house, but most especially, put on a new roof. Put something in that place. But why was it said that we must put Our Lady in this void? Why must it be this one individual? What does she have for the special nature, for the special quality that she must fill for us? It is taken from the word, the title of this feast day, the Immaculate Conception. Immaculate comes from the Latin, which means without sin, without stain. So it's not that she was cleansed from sin and never sinned after that. It is rather, there was a miracle that took place, that no sin entered into her soul. No sin will ever enter into her soul. Therefore, she is that perfect gem which fits into the void which we have created, taking away sin. For you know, if you want to cleanse a dish, and you want to put something into the dish which will never, ever contaminate the dish again, you must go into something that has never been contaminated. We have one person that has never been contaminated, who always has the conquer over the devil, That is the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we must use this means, for it has been given to us by God. He has come extraordinarily to prevent sin from Our Lady. That is His will, to prevent sin in Our Lady's soul, for the sake of her to receive Him in her womb. But then again, she has a mission to fulfill with us. She has to be that person, that thing which fills the void. And we can see this in the words of Father Faber, a very renowned spiritual author, which contemplates the words of Our Lady. He says here, "But what is the remedy that we want? What is the remedy indicated by God Himself? If we rely on the disclosures of the saints, that it is the immense devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. But remember, it is the immense, nothing less, but the immense devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary." In these words, we see it is God's will. It is the words and the wisdom of the saints that we put Our Lady in the place that we have created. And we see further on in His words that He says, "Today Our Lady is half enough known, half enough loved, and consequently, Jesus is half known and half loved." So it is our duty to love our Lord. Therefore, it is our duty to love Our Lady, for one cannot go to our Lord without Our Lady. So let us try to invoke Our Lady, try to increase our devotion in preparation for the graces we need during this time of Advent. For we know if we are told to go on a mission to a far-off country, we have no idea where we are, what to take, what the weather is. And we do not take the advice given to us, we are fools. But we are naturally weak. We have that weak human nature coming from the sin of our first parents. And we have to ascend to that supernatural level to get to heaven. There is an infinite gap between the natural and supernatural. Therefore, we have been given a mission to go to heaven, that place in which we have no idea where it is, what it is like, what it takes to get there, unless we take that supernatural mean, that help which is given to us today, that is Our Lady. She is that link between the natural and the supernatural, between us and God. It is His will. He has given us a supernatural end, something which is impossible on the natural level. But in His mercy and in His love, He has given you that key to the eternal salvation, the Immaculate Conception. Let us therefore take confidence in Our Lady, take confidence in following her advice. Let us try to consecrate ourselves today in any manner possible to show our love to her, to show that we want to create a void in our soul, but to fill that void with her, that loving heart which possesses at this moment our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.